As we were kind of starting the year, Claire and I were thinking about kind of what we could look at today and doing things a little bit differently. We'd sort of start with a bit of a talking and then go into worship. But obviously, at the beginning of the year, lots of people set New Year's resolutions or start a new diet or talk about a new way of life and a new way of doing things. I'm completely opposed to that on many, many levels, but mainly because why would you start a new diet in January when you've still got Christmas chocolate? I don't understand. I'm like, people are like, oh, I'm having to give it. I mean, I do well at Christmas for Cadbury's chocolate. And if I had it all by the beginning of January, it would be not good. So at best, I'm going to start something maybe in February, but there's going to be no healthy eating quite yet. So, and some wine left. All those bits and pieces, you know, just too good to miss out on. But on a serious note, as we kind of like go into this year, we're sort of fairly soon meeting as a leadership team and to kind of really pray and really think about where are we going in the next season of the church? We've had our season of prayer, and obviously that will continue, and you know that's always got to be a fundamental foundation as to who we are as a church. You know, we introduced the worship nights. But yeah, we really want to kind of look at, so rather than standing here today going, here we are, and here's the vision for 2024, say we've got at least January, give ourselves a break to actually really kind of like hear from God and try and get the vibe of what we really want 2024 to look like. If you haven't listened to it, I'd really recommend that you listen to when Chris spoke back in November about what can I bring. And I think it was really special what he said. It was a really, just heartfelt and lovely way of putting things across. And I really was kind of challenged myself by that as well. As to like, what can I bring? Because it's so easy to kind of like look at the needs and what here needs to be done here, there, and everywhere. But actually, it's kind of really going back to God and looking at as an individual what we can bring to our community, to our friends, to our lives, really, and everyone around us. So when we kind of first took on the kind of leadership, the six of us, we tried to communicate as much as possible with people and kind of get a vibe and feeling as to where people are at and stuff. We really, really appreciated the conversations that we had, and everyone had their own kind of thoughts, and it was really, really useful for us to kind of like just get a vibe as to where things were. And you know, and I don't want to talk too much about kind of post-COVID, but there's some really good stuff around resources, which I mentioned before, of like we're almost in uncharted territory. This is a new season, and I think it's exciting because I also know that God hasn't changed. You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But I think kind of there's been a bit of a shift in the world and a shift in how we can do things, and I'm excited by that and motivated by that. But also, I also feel that it's not just me that can have these thoughts. You know, we all can as a body. But quite often, it's really hard to match kind of expectation with reality. And sometimes, so often, there can be like a huge expectation of like, you know, it should look like this, it should look like that. And it's not always that easy. And I've got some slides because I think, you know, the world of social media is great. I've really kind of shown the difference between expectation and reality. You know, it's so easy to kind of think, oh yeah, here's the perfect photograph. You know, this is how, you know, what it is, if you can keep going through them, of, you know, how the world should look and how the reality of that actually can look. And it's so easy to kind of set a certain expectation in our minds and kind of miss that mark when the reality can quite often be quite different. So I thought that was a bit of just fun, really, just to kind of like, just, yeah, sort of show some stuff. But the last one is I think it's this one of a, Dilbert cartoon. I thought, probably not many churches starting to go with a Dilbert cartoon. So, it's very much like, so how are you doing on your unspoken objectives? Like, what? I'm referring to the goals I have in my mind that I've never mentioned. How are those going? I've totally nailed them. And it's so easy to kind of live in that world where we don't communicate properly and we have an expectation and the reality is quite often different. I think we're really keen to just spend some time kind of really thinking about, you know, what is our expectation from church? You know, it's not just Sundays, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And, you know, why are we here? How we can be a part of it. You know, what is the reason for us being in Living Waters Church in 2024. You know, what is my part to play? And we've talked to you about open groups and closed groups and circles, and some of you may have heard the talks on that, some of you haven't. But there's all kind of bits, and God's giving us kind of thoughts and stuff, but we really feel that we're a family. And it's all very well, the six of us, and yeah, you know, we hear from God, and you know, we don't doubt that, but equally, we equally feel that as a body, we all hear from God. And we're really keen to kind of, yeah, hear thoughts and ideas, and just, yeah, really start pulling that together so that, you know, our expectation and reality can be closer matched. You know, we always look to Acts when we get an idea of what church is. When you look at that, you know, what is the reality of that? Expectation versus reality. But it talks about teaching. It talks about fellowship. It talks about communion. It talks about prayer. And those are all kind of fundamental things. But what do those look like in, like, the modern day church? How can we help to facilitate that happening? You know, we also have things like, you know, worship and discipleship and evangelism. And where do we kind of fit in to all of that? In Psalm 133, it says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity." And I think that's kind of really a flavour of who we are and what we're working towards as a church, and where we really kind of want to go in 2024 is that feeling of unity and community and being together. So we're now going to go into a time of worship, and I would just encourage you to really connect with God during this time and ask him why he wants you here. And that may be to learn, that may be for healing, that may be for connection, that may be to teach, sing, anything. You know, it's not just about we need someone to do media. That is definitely not what we're saying. It's like, why does God want you here? And how can we help kind of facilitate that through 2024? So yeah, so I'm going to hand you over now to the worship team. And I just pray, yeah, that you'll connect with God. And then afterwards, just to give you a heads up, we're going to break into groups and just kind of talk about some of these bits and pieces. And as a leadership team, those are here, we're going to try and kind of spread ourselves around a bit as well. So if you've heard about a circle and not really got understood it or want to know some more about it, then we're on hand to kind of answer some of those questions as well. Because it's very, you know, you can miss a Sunday, you can not hear about it, you can not hear podcasts or whatever. So we really wanted to be here today and available to kind of communicate and talk to you about bits and pieces.